Welcome to the Startup Showcase. I'm your host, Scott Catoon, and this is TechNorry Live from WGN Radio, where Chicago's top tech founders and entrepreneurs come to share their story. Joining me via phone call, John Parisi, the partner, head of customer and partner marketing for Cabbage, and my friend Sean Riley, the CEO and the, are you the head? What is your title? You're the CEO of Dude Wipes, right?
Yeah, co-founder, CEO.
See, you never know these days. Well, like, I have no idea. Like, we were just talking about this the other day with our team. We're like trying to set up all of our long-term, titles and stuff. I'm like, I don't know, man, just make it up. Like, what do you do? Sitting next to you is the video guy, the VP of video. Because why not? That's the name we're going to go with.
Yeah, you do a little bit of everything in the startup world.
Oh, of course. So speaking of that, and we're going to talk a little bit about literally everything. For those listening, why don't we start with you, Sean? What is Dude Wipes? And I know people have maybe heard the name because they saw it on the Shark Tank with Mark Cuban, who invested in Dude Wipes because it's an awesome product that I also use. But tell us all a little bit about Dude Wipes.
Yeah, for sure, man. Well, the Dude Wipes story is hopefully a lot like a lot of the listeners out there, you know, guys sitting in an apartment in Chicago, drinking a lot of beers, eating a lot of burritos, talking about, you know, how there could be a better way to go to the bathroom. And our first initial idea was the individually packaged Dude Wipe, put in your pocket, take it on the go, kind of the dude's best friend. So none of us really had experience in CPGs or startups, but we all had an entrepreneurial spirit. We wanted to get something done and get something out there. So we started just hacking off at it at one product at a time and put our first product out there in 2013, kind of ramped it up online sales, comboed with the fact that we didn't know what we were doing. And then, 2014 and 15, we started getting into some retailers, Kroger being the first major retailer. And the online sales kept growing as well. So that brought us into the Shark Tank in 2015, where, we did the deal with Mark Cuban and got a lot of notoriety where a lot more people know your name. And from there, just more stores, more products. We recently launched with Walgreens this year. So that was a cool, like, local Chicago partnership.
That's awesome.
Where we're in over 4,000 of their stores nationwide and came out with the Dude Shower, full body wipe, as well as the Dude face wipes, launching next month. So that's the story in a nutshell.
I'm excited about the Dude face wipes. Is that weird sounding? I don't know. I feel like, I don't know why I laugh, 'cause it's all Dude products. Like, I don't know why I'm sitting here like, my girlfriend was telling me this the other day when we were talking. Well, actually we were at Soho House where I saw you, and I was like, that's the Dude wipes guy. And she's like, you're such a Dude wipes person. Like you're just the perfect person to wear, to use Dude wipes.
You're our demo, Scott.
Dude, I am
cool,
dude. Literally, I am your demographic to a T. Because here's the thing: like most guys, we run around all day long, especially in the summer in Chicago. It's hot. I throw this little pullover on because I got my workout shirt beneath it. I didn't have time to dude shower and do all these things that I should have done like after the gym. And it's that can't stop the day, and you're still going to go out afterwards. So it's like, hey, give me a Dude wipe. Let's clean up a little bit. Let's make ourselves presentable. Now you have Dude shower, so I can like wash my hair.
Exactly.
Awesome. So here's the thing, though. You have a really cool product and a great brand. And you would think that ordinarily that would be enough to raise capital and to get some money going and to get the thing off the ground. And I suspect that because of the Cuban stuff and the Shark Tank, that between that, the product and the brand name, it should have been a pretty good influx of sales for you guys. But for guys like me who came out and didn't have that, like I didn't have that. I didn't have a product that I could put in front of you. I didn't have a brand name that was like, it was so obvious. Like your Dude branding is so obviously awesome that I feel like that goes a long way. I didn't have that. So for me, I literally went door to door to different investors and told them this idea about this podcast I was going to build for Chicago. We're going to be the first people in Chicago talking about entrepreneurs. And they laughed and were like, that's stupid. Like, we're not investing in it. I was like, all right, that's cool. And literally went from there to just finding out credit cards that I could take out and eventually acquire like $65,000 in credit to use to like launch this thing. And that's how we got this all off the ground. It's plastic round, as they say.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. And we've all kind of been there. And now for a lot of clients, not that Cabbage wasn't around before, but now for a lot of the people I speak to from the startup world, there are a lot of alternative ways to raise capital. And I know one of them was Cabbage for you guys.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's why we brought in John here from Cabbage to kind of talk a little bit about it. Before we jump into how Dude Wipes capitalized on this, if you could talk a little bit about what Cabbage does and that sort of thing so people know what we're talking about, John, that'd be great.
Yeah, sure. Thanks. So we, put simply, we provide lines of credit to small businesses of up to $150,000. It's free to apply, no cost until you actually go and use your funds. And those funds are there when you need them. So you can take the money you need now, or you could take more money in the future. So it's really kind of up to you and the business owner when they need those funds. Kind of what makes us somewhat unique is in our application process. So it's all done online or through our mobile app. It all takes just a matter of minutes. And it's, you just provide some information about the business. You connect your data channels, so the channels where you're showing revenue for the business, and primarily like that's your business checking account. And when you make that connection, it kind of gives us the opportunity to develop a pretty good understanding of how your business is doing in real time. And then that allows us, therefore, to approve you right away in a very automated fashion. So all happens very, very quickly. Always is giving you sort of that right amount of funding. So because we're able to stay connected to your business, we can grow that line of credit as your business grows.
So I wanted to kind of use that as an example. Now, like I've seen cabbage commercials on TV, as I'm sure a lot of people have. And if you're in the entrepreneurial world, you probably paid more attention to the commercial than the average Joe. But I feel like one of the challenges with any of these things is there's like this hard line between, is it scam and credit, or is it going to be something that's a real tool for me? And, you know, I don't even know how many at this point, how many emails or pieces of mail I get from random, who knows what creditors. I'm pre-approved for
whatever. Phone calls every day.
It's constant because they know that I'm an entrepreneur and like I'm the person to set up for it. And so what I really wanted to do here was have Sean, who actually has experienced this firsthand, talk a little bit about how he used Cabbage to work so that some of our entrepreneurs in the community could actually maybe use this instead of do what I'm doing, which is own a company that's valued at over $1 million. And I'm still paying, instead of taking money for a salary, I'm actually paying money on a credit card that I use to get in position to acquire a company. So it worked out amazing the way I did it to like own the whole thing myself. Like that was cool.
Right.
But truthfully, it's not that great. It's not like that great. Like I feel like Cabbage would have been a much better way for me to go about things than what I did. So hopefully you can sort of shed some light and save some people from the mess that I got myself into.
Yeah. I mean, I remember our Cabbage kind of experience pretty vividly. We had the one product was individual Dude Wipe on the go. You know, it was out for a year or so, and we were getting a lot of feedback that people wanted a pack to put at home on top of their toilet. So we only had one product out at the time. You know, sales were slowly churning along, but nothing crazy. And, you know, we priced out the product, we designed it, and then it came to, all right, how are we going to pay for this product? You know, we don't want to raise money. We're still, you know, a small company. That equity's not, you know, going to be that valuable. So we found Cabbage online, you know, set it all up, like John was talking about, connect the accounts, and within a matter of, you know, 24 hours, you're approved for a certain amount. So boom, you know, we activated it, we took the money, and we bought the product. So it was purely like an inventory play for us, which, you know, is a safe play for an entrepreneur, you know, growing a company, putting it into something that's got value that can complement, you know, their product line, as opposed to, you know, maybe operating costs or something like that.
So what I love about what John was talking about, and John, I'm going to skip back to you here in a second here, but what I really liked about what you described was the ability to take what I need. Not that a credit card doesn't do that, but the difference is that every minute that I'm taking that time out, the credit, like my free credit, is going away. Right. So they gave you like the free interest for however long. And
right.
So all the freebies are going away. And now all of a sudden I've got massive interest rates on a huge sum of money. And I didn't need to do it, but I felt pressured almost in my mind, maybe just my own mind. They certainly didn't hurt me and hurt the ability to get me to use all the money quickly. But this seems like something where I could know exactly how much money I need, get a little bit credit, up to 150,000. Maybe I only need 75. So I use that 75 however I need it. But then you still got a line of credit open, which is incredibly important as a business as you grow.
Yeah, I think
That use case. Oh, sorry, Sean.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, John.
No, I was just going to say that use case that Sean outlined is one that's pretty familiar to us. I mean, it's a great way to use the product because you can say, okay, if I purchase this much inventory, I know I can turn that inventory over in 4 months or however long. And so you can pretty well easily calculate what's the ROI going to be on this loan that I'm going to take from Cabbage or from whomever. But hopefully it's us. But you know, so the Sean's use case is a great one. Other times we hear a lot of these companies who have these net 90 or 120-day payment terms, yep. they'll sign the deal, the expenses start to incur as soon as that deal is done. So they'll know, you know, how much money they need to cover that gap, and then they're going to know exactly what they're going to get paid and how they can repay that loan.
I was just going to say, I mean, this is very much like a wonderful utility tool that's like a bridge loan in a way. You know what I mean? Like we know we're trying to raise capital. We know we've got about 9 months to go. My burn rate's going to be X. If I can get, you know, $75,000 to tide me over, I know the money's coming in. I know I'm raising a round, or I know I'm in the middle of it, or I've got a contract out that will cover the loss here. What a great tool. Very, very inexpensive to be able to get that going.
For sure. Yeah. Like you were saying, mm-hmm. You know, you can take out as much as you need. You can pay it back early. So I think with our first Cabbage loan, we ended up paying it back early because we sold through the product and, you know, we were ordering more. So, yeah, great, great flexible tool that, you know, we still use to this day in our business. So because you can only get so much money from the traditional banks. You know, shout out to Wintrust. They're a great local bank for us. But, you know, it's nice to have these other options available for
another friend of us. We got Wintrust Bank, the Wintrust Business Hour here at WGN. I mean, these friends in high places, they say. John, I want to ask you, you know, what are some of the other tools and things that Cabbage is in? Where do you see, you know, this is sort of a, I don't want to say it's a new thing because it's certainly not new, like in the grand scheme of things, but it's a fairly new revelation, these sort of micro loans and things like this. How, you know, what are the other things and other tools and ways that people can use Cabbage?
Well, as of right now, it's a really straightforward product, which isn't all that, not really a bad thing. We can use a 6 or 12 month loan. Like you said, we said, draw from that line whenever you want. Sean highlighted this, but if you do pay that loan back early, we waive all the remaining fees. So the way the loan is structured is that there's just a fee added with each month's payment. And if you are able to pay that loan off, if you have a 12-month loan and you pay it off in 7 months, all the 5 months' worth of fees are all just waived. So that's a really nice feature that a lot of our customers take advantage of. And then the other kind of big advantage, or not advantage, but a nice option that our customers like, is we have a really strong mobile app, which is in the financial industry not as common as you might think. Yep. So, you know, customers can actually apply directly from their phone or draw funds. So we've heard stories of customers who are out with manufacturers or out trying to secure some kind of inventory, and they need to find out how much they have available, and they can get those funds transferred immediately to their account. I'm right there from their phone.
I can see why Laura Grenier runs around on TV talking about Cabbage all the time.
they got a really cool office too, with ping pong tables and arcades and all that stuff.
I mean,
how can you
cater to the tech community and startups without it?
Yeah, Sean came to Atlanta and checked out the office.
Yeah, for sure. They took me out to lunch. They said not many customers stopped by, but I was in town, and you know, it's always good to meet people. Met John, you know, face to face, even if you're just doing business over the internet.
Yeah, that's an even cooler story, because I think that's another part of this that also remains sort of a challenge in the banking industry in loans and VC, is that there's always kind of an adversarial relationship for no real reason per se, other than I guess sometimes you get upside down in your loans and then it becomes an adversarial relationship. But
we're good for it.
Yeah, we're always good. Hey, just a week away. But you know, I think it's nice to see that you guys have a relationship with a lot of your customers to where they would even feel compelled to stop by, which is awesome. That's very cool. It seems like you guys have a very startup-y feel culture-wise anyway, and then obviously having a tool that's great for us is certainly cool.
Yeah, that's definitely been the case, and we've maintained that culture even though we've grown quite a bit in the last five or six years.
Very cool. So I want to pivot over to Sean here as we wrap the show up, and I just kind of want to know, like, what you mentioned a couple of new products coming out, the face wash stuff, which I'm pretty excited about. What other additions in the next year or two do you plan for the Dude Empire?
Yeah, the Dude Empire, more additions would be more stores, and you know, we have the Dude Wipes toilet paper product, but we are starting to get into the male grooming aisle, in Walgreens. We're in that male grooming section with the Dude Shower and the Dude Wipes, and then, you know, we'll be adding the face wipes to that mix. So we got a few other products up our sleeves. Hopefully another one comes out this year, but definitely next year. So trying to build out products that we think guys will like that maybe aren't out there yet. maybe weren't positioned in the right way, you know, just kind of sticking with what we've learned, what we know how to do well, and just having fun with it, you know, trying to put out more fun content and, you know, funny videos, commercials, that kind of stuff.
I know I spend plenty of time in the aisle at Mariano's and Target taking selfies in front of Dude products. I'm not gonna BS you. That's a real thing. I'm like, I know that guy.
We see a lot of those hashtags. So that's cool, man. You know, a lot of people in a store, you know, aren't having so much fun with a product that they want to stop and take a picture of it and post on their social media. So
I do. There's only a few brands I do it with, and you're one of them. So I guess, John, before we let you go, where do people go to learn more about Cabbage?
Yep, best place is probably our website. So www.cabbage.com, and it's Cabbage with a K. Or like I said, if you want to download our mobile app, you can get started that way as well, just through the App Store or through Google.
Sounds good. Thank you so much, John, for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Awesome. Sean, where do people get their Dude Wipes other than Mariano's and Target and Oak Brook?
All right. So we're not in Mariano's yet. So Mariano's, give us a call. But we're in Jewel, Target, and Walgreens in Chicagoland.
Are you not in Mariano's yet?
You know, working on it.
Did Kroger bought them?
Yeah, Kroger bought them, but they're still run like kind of a separate entity. It hasn't really like fully merged
I'll make some. I know a couple guys on that deal. I'm gonna give them a call. That's
there
ridiculous.
We go.
How am I missing that? That sucks. Anyway, yeah, check out Dude products. Go to
dudeproducts.com if you want to buy online.
And the Instagram. Instagram is genius.
Follow the Instagram at Dude Wipes, where we're trying to share funny stories and fun content every day.
Awesome, Sean. Thanks so much for coming in.
Right on,
this
Scott.
It's been great. Thank you, guys. Take care. You can watch this episode and more at technori.com, download the podcast on iTunes, and stay connected by watching us, following us on Facebook and Twitter at Technori, or follow me at Katoon. Boom, that's a wrap.